from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The South Porcupine Arena Association has picked up $630,000 in grants for new ice-making equipment and dressing room renovations at the Carlo Cattarello Arena. Presenting $330,000 from the Northern Ontario Heritage Fund, Timmins MPP George Peary reminisced about growing up on the Dome Mine property and at Dome X. When the association was set up and the arena built in 1938, his grandfather was one of the first shareholders.
When I come in here on Saturday mornings and I watch my grandson play, that's all I can think about. When I was a kid, on that ice, as a grandson of an individual that founded this rink.
Also presented were $75,000 contributions from each of Newmont, Agnico Eagle, Lakeshore Gold, and Côté Gold mining companies. While it's rolling out its priorities for 2024, the Downtown Timmins BIA is looking at the longer term. Executive Director Corey Robbins says the business organization is beginning to lobby for a connecting link type of infrastructure update in its territory. The early stages are looking at how bad it's getting.
It'll be a matter of getting council on board in a future budget to begin a plan to fix that. And I've already begun to have a conversation to say, what does that look like? What does that plan look like? And it's going to take some time. It's going to be very expensive.
Something else the BIA wants from City Hall is an official plan amendment to prevent downtown building owners from converting street-level store spaces into apartments. Robin says upstairs apartments are great, but business spaces must be maintained. Looking now at Timmins history, the concrete underpass now being dismantled as part of Connecting Link reconstruction on Algonquin Boulevard hasn't always been concrete. Timmins Museum Director Curator Karen Bachman says it was originally a wooden structure. When it was replaced by concrete, there were pylons underneath and a division between traffic lanes. She says cars hitting those objects happened often.
Now it's flooding for us, but before it was people who just sort of drove through and hit the sidewalls. I don't know how they drove, but anyways, those old cars were a problem, obviously.
We thank Karen Bachman and the museum for making our weekly feature possible. In Country 93.1 Sports, the Timmins Rock are back on the ice in Powassan tonight for Game 4 of the Best of 7 NOJHL East Division Final. The Rock got into the win column last night with the 4-1 triumph over the Voodoos that featured two empty net goals. That cut the Powassan series lead down to 2-1. Game 5 is Thursday night at the MAC at 7:30. Get daily and weekly news alerts delivered to your inbox by signing up at MyTimmonsNow.com.